WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It is 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Brazos County District Attorney's Office announced a plea agreement with a Bryan man who admitted killing a College Station convenience store clerk 3 years ago and breaking the jaw of a jail inmate 3 months ago.
39-year-old Nathaniel Tillery was sentenced to a total of 50 years. Prosecutor Kira Comte says the guilty plea on the murder charge would not have been possible without the cooperation of the family of the victim, Kevin Garcia.
His family is his sister and her husband. We did talk to them, and they were supportive of the plea. They were present in the courtroom for the plea, and his sister was able to give a victim impact statement as part of that.
Tillery admitted to killing Garcia, who was working the overnight shift at the Exxon store at University in the Freeway. Charges were dropped of robbing and kidnapping Garcia, along with Tillery assaulting four detention officers at the Brazos County Jail and courthouse since his arrest. Tillery will be eligible for parole after serving 25 years. He was given credit for time served since his arrest in March 2015. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Last Wednesday, a Bryan man was killed after a pickup he was riding in struck a tree. Bryan police report the driver of the truck, who ran away from the scene of the crash near Sue Haswell Park, was arrested last Friday on a charge of leaving the scene of an accident involving death. The man who was arrested, 54-year-old Jesse Flores Jr., is the older brother of the man who died, 51-year-old Pete Flores Jr. Jesse Flores is out of jail after posting a $40,000 bond last Saturday. For the first time, Blinn College will be charging the Bryan School District for dual credit classes that's part of Bryan Collegiate High School. Bryan School Board members had questions during a workshop discussion yesterday, but there was no opposition to a proposed four-year agreement where a formal vote will be taken later this month. The school district's Director of Advanced Academics, Christina Richardson, says Blinn is asking only for what they don't recover in state aid.
So that they're not making any money, but they're just breaking even, that they will no longer lose money by waiving those tuition and fees for us.
Richardson says the charge will be phased in, with the district paying Blinn an estimated $60,000 next year. College Station School Board President Jeff Harris has now completed two ways, of setting new campus boundaries. Visiting with reporters following a special meeting last Friday, Harris says direct board involvement brought about more transparency compared to using a large community committee. He said at times that caused some trouble for the public.
Because I think they didn't fully understand that we were actually trying to formulate our thoughts and opinions, just like they would be.
Harris says the board did not do the work somewhere else and then come out in the open to make a presentation.
We were actually going through the process of pushing and pulling on lines and in the various trade-offs. How many people do you move? How much grandfathering can you offer? As we work through those issues, I really do like that the public got to see the work as opposed to it being done by a committee behind closed doors.
At some point, Harris says he hopes those who have given opinions about boundary changes and grandfathering show those with differing views a little grace and rally around the students who are beginning the transition process. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 67 degrees. Caller text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at your local headlines at 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com. Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
Replacement windows, like other major purchase items, will at some time in the future need service, whether warranty or not. If you purchase your replacement windows from Intercon, you'll just phone our local number and we'll take care of your issue in a prompt and professional way. Every one of Intercon's personnel who answer the phone will know how to involve the right people to find a solution. With Intercon, you won't spend hours manipulating through an automated phone tree. If you consider purchasing your replacement windows from another window source, a good exercise would be to call the service department of the other company. You might come away thinking it'd be better to put your trust in a local company with a solid and well-established reputation. Ask your friends and colleagues about the customer experience they had with Intercon. We are proud of our track record and our commitment to long-term customer service. Trust Intercon, a family-owned local business with all of your window needs.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
Do you need a free AC system from Ecozap AC Efficiency this summer? That's right. Ecozap is giving away free AC systems. Text HVAC to 38470 right now to enter. Don't be stuck with an AC that quits halfway through the summer. Win a free unit from Ecozap AC Efficiency. Text HVAC to 38470. That's HVAC to 38470. Text HVAC to 38470 for your chance to win a free AC system from Ecozap AC Efficiency.
Good morning, it's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin Airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Let the folks at Ground Shuttle do the driving.
Fair weather remains locked in place across the region. We'll enjoy lots of sunshine today. It's going to be a warm one. We're getting into that time of the year where that'll be happening more frequently. 85 to 90 today. It turns partly cloudy overnight. Some patchy fog may develop overnight. Lows near 65. Any fog tomorrow will give way to sun. 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy. 65. Sunshine and warm for Thursday with a high of 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Have a Coke and a smile. It's National Have a Coke Day.
Have a Coke Day.
Yes. I'll have a Dr. Pepper, but I'll keep it in mind.
Because Dr. Pemberton, I think, invented it today. So, yeah.
See, I grew up in a Coke family, not Pepsi. We were Dad's definitely a big Coke fan.
Yep. Got to do that. I mean, that's just...
Meanwhile, Scott's kids grew up in a Diet Coke family.
Yeah, no, not really. They drink they're DP kids.
And I drink Dr. Pepper too, but
anyhow, new survey asked 1,000 US Americans about their Coca-Cola preferences.
Glass bottle.
And
if you can find it.
I know that's the deal. All right. Now, that was one of the questions. The most popular way to drink a Coke is out of a glass bottle. At 34%. Mm. But that's hard to do.
It is. Yeah. It is. I actually really like, I'm not a big soda drinker anymore, but I really like soda in a styrofoam cup, like a fountain soda.
Really?
Yep.
Cans are 24%. Fountain is 21%.
Mm.
And plastic bottles is 21%, which is interesting because that's the way a whole lot of people
drink them. Because out of vending machines.
It's delivered that way. Our five favorite foods to eat with Coca-Cola would be burgers, pizza, french fries, chicken wings, and tacos.
All very healthy choices.
Of course. 67.
Because who wants a salad with their Coke?
Yeah. Two-thirds of U.S. Americans say their favorite type of Coke is just straight-up Coca-Cola Classic. Diet Coke at 16%.
Okay.
10% for Mexican Coke.
Okay.
And 8% for Coke Zero, which I find very interesting because it hadn't been around that long.
Yeah. Now, what is the difference in Mexican Coke?
I think they use sugar.
Okay. Real cane sugar.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
because that's what you can find in glass bottles, too.
Right.
And if you go to the right stores.
And that's one of the deals about Dr. Pepper, is that Dr. Pepper, there's some town up
Dublin.
In, yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's Dublin Dr. Pepper.
They have a museum and everything.
Yeah, there you go. So that's working. So that's your soft drink thing for today. Nonetheless, kids still are not being healthy in what they're consuming as far as liquids are concerned, because these sports beverages...
Oh, full of sugar.
They
just
really are.
Full.
They're just... And, I mean, I guess because you're exercising, you think that that's okay, but that really doesn't solve the problem. And, you know, what the heck? They taste sweet, so kids are going to drink them.
Yep.
And, you know, there was a time when the whole electrolyte deal was something, and it was important, and it does give you back what you need to kind of hydrate.
Right.
But
you still got to be careful.
That's right. WebMD says a new study reveals that as soda's popularity has declined, the number of U.S. high school students who drank sports drinks at least once a week actually rose slightly. Numbers are up from 56% 8 years ago to 57% now. Good news is that over the same time period, those who drank one or more sports drinks did fall a little bit. But still, 10% of kids who were not physically active were found drinking sports drinks daily. That's not the idea.
It's bad for your teeth, too.
Them too. Dentists say that's probably not a good idea. Well, this has happened so many times, it's not even news, but the Commerce Department announced yesterday that Texas wrapped up 2017 with the fastest-growing economy in U.S. America, propelled by the resurgence of oil extraction that lifted business across the state.
We should secede.
Yeah, we should. Be five states or whatever. Lone Star State grew at 5.2% seasonally adjusted annual rate in the fourth quarter, with the mining industry the leading factor behind output gains, according to the Commerce Department. The sector helped buoy the state's economic output over the year after Texas had weathered several quarters of weak growth and even some contractions. We're back, baby.
Hey, we'd be the 10th largest. That was back in 2016, by the way. 10th largest economy. So you are welcome, America.
That's it. And plus, we don't have nearly as many dang liberals as some of those other places.
Yeah, I got to hate them liberals.
Capitalism.
Dang straight, costing us money. All right, tonight, NCIS. Ooh. NCIS, it's the end for Paula Peretti. Makes her
Abby.
Final appearance, and so you got that. Roseanne tonight. Okay. Connor's go to extremes to connect Mary with Mom. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
And it's the season finale for Bull, if you happen to watch that. So
I've never seen that, but that, you say that's pretty good, right?
No, he didn't like it.
No, I didn't
I thought you did.
But it's with Tony from NCIS.
Yep, that's true.
But it's still on.
You can still do that if you want to.
Yep.
Well, even though Amazon recently raised its monthly prices for Amazon Prime, still a great deal, according to them, for about $13 a month. You can get free two-day shipping on stuff that you buy, plus all the video streaming you can consume, and the price is just $99 if you pay annually. Incredibly, according to a new report, one out of every three Prime members actually use Amazon streaming service. One out of three, 33%.
Yeah.
I do. I use it. I mean, I like it.
Amazon?
Yep. Mm. Got a couple of things on there that, you know, you clearly can't find anyplace else, and so that's what I like. So a 98-year-old outdoor recreation club at Penn State will no longer be going outside because it's too dangerous out in the wilderness.
Yes, I heard
bears.
About this.
The Penn State Outing Club, originally founded in 1920, announced that the university will no longer allow the club to organize outdoor student-led trips starting next semester.
So what are they going to be called, the Inning Club?
Yeah, I guess. Yes, none of the outing. The university says hiking, camping, and other outdoors-focused activities in the student-led group have just become too risky.
Oh, bunch of pansies.
The other outdoor recreation club at Penn State, that'd be the Spelunking Nittany Grotto Caving Club.
I think the second time this week we've used the word Spelunking.
That's right.
And Spelunking Nittany Grotto Club. Yeah. That sounds very specific.
Man, very specific.
The Nittany Divers Scuba Club also have been directed to end their outings.
Wow.
That stinks.
Yeah.
It does.
And I guess they can still create these clubs and join stuff outside of the university, but the university is just too worried about anything and legal situations.
Right. It's just too much
risk. Well, that's unfortunate.
Granted, Penn State hasn't had a real great run of luck over the
athletics.
Past few years.
Well, true. But the idea is, I mean, that's what the college experience is supposed to be.
It's supposed to give you these opportunities and these organizations to find hobbies and stuff.
Make you a different person than when you got there. But,
camping is too dangerous? Yeah. Come on.
Really? They're going to let
scouts? There are a lot of, like, mountain lions up there.
There are going to let
Nittany
scouts
lions,
do that?
Actually.
Yeah, that's Mount Nittany, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. They're the kind of the same thing.
But nonetheless.
Oh.
All right, so... I don't know why Americans are really all, you know, geared up about this, but they are.
But
the wedding,
we are.
Wedding of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle is going to be shown in 200 theaters around the country.
Wow.
On Saturday, starting at 10 o'clock, I think. The wedding starts at noon London time, which is 5 hours ahead of the Eastern time zone. As far as star power, you can expect to see... somebody named Chopra, Priyanka Chopra.
She's from Quantico.
Yeah, from Quantico.
Yes.
Yeah, as well as her
Priyanka.
That's it.
Yeah, she's an Indian actress.
What about
some
people from Guantanamo?
Yeah, them too. Yeah, whatever they happen to be. Anyway, and also her co-stars from Suits.
Yeah.
Serena Williams, good friend, so she's probably going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
Elton John expected to be there. And also there have been rumors the Spice Girls might perform.
Oh.
Don't know.
What if the guy who plays Mike, Patrick J. Adams on Suits, what if he stops the wedding?
Stops the wedding.
And then, well, he's married right now, but what if they, what if he stops the wedding, says, I'm in love with this woman. I'm leaving my wife for her. And then they become, that becomes a storyline on the show.
Would that be so cool or what? Man, yeah. Okay.
Oh, he's only been married for 2 years. That's what I'm saying.
Make a difference?
No, I'm saying that he's still in the newlywed phase. He's not gonna.
He's not
gonna
ready to
ruin
leave
the
his
royal
wife
wedding.
Yet.
No, and I didn't realize he was married to. I don't know how you pronounce that. Troyan.
Sure.
Belisario. She's an actress. You'd recognize her from some stuff. Pretty Little Liars.
I just like that you're like, 2 years. He's not tired of the bride.
Yeah, exactly. No, he's not going to interrupt the wedding.
All right. Well, anyway, so
they're just fake couple TV.
I went to Fathom Events because that's where I was supposed to find this, and I can't find it now.
Okay.
Fathom Events.
Find what?
Well, find where you can see this show.
Oh.
They're...
Wouldn't that be awesome if they were selling the tickets to the wedding like on Flash Seats or something? Look at how much money they can make.
Here we go.
No, instead they're just going to let a bunch of children in. Did you hear that? She's not going to pick a maid of honor because she couldn't decide.
Instead
of her bridesmaids are going to be children.
That is horrible. It's going to be at Hollywood, USA.
Here?
Yeah. Yeah. Hollywood.
What do you mean?
The movie theater?
Yeah, the movie theater.
Called Hollywood USA?
It's the one on, let's see.
We have Premiere and Cinemark.
I know.
And then we have
Star Cinema Grill.
What are they calling it?
Which, by the way, I am going to tomorrow.
Where are you going?
Oh, so it's open?
Well, not yet for VIP.
What the heck's that about?
Movies with Kate and I
are
going to see a VIP screening of I Feel Pretty at Star Cinema Grill tomorrow.
Wow. Y'all can have fun
She
with
invited
that.
Me.
Really?
Yeah. It opens on Friday, Zach, to the general public.
And so that
I'll
probably,
be out of town
it
anyways,
probably means you'll get free food.
I hope so.
Man.
But yeah, Kate texted me yesterday, said she had a couple extra seats. She scored some tickets.
Okay.
And so I'll have to give you guys the rundown.
I have been to Studio Movie Grill. I wonder what the difference is between Star Cinema Grill.
And it's kind of the same concept, just different
company.
Cinemark
is where they're showing it here.
Cinemark. Okay. Oh, Hollywood USA. Yeah. Okay, I didn't know that.
So. Yeah. So anyway, it'll be at 10 o'clock.
When is it? Saturday?
It's a Saturday. Yeah.
The 19th?
Yeah.
Oh, I'll be at the Byron Nelson.
No.
Oh, now what would have happened if you'd have gotten an invitation?
Well, I would have skipped the Byron Nelson.
Oh, okay. You could go back to that anytime. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's great to be there if that's what your choice is.
Right.
But
yeah, I don't know if I'm going to make the effort to watch.
I mean, she has a choice of watching Europeans play golf or watching Europeans get married.
Yeah.
True.
Either way,
there you
just want to do that. All right. So that's this weekend. 823.
Since 1957, Slovacek Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacek is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacek. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacek Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
As the last remaining locally owned media in Bryan College Station, we pride ourselves in being able to provide our listeners with local news, weather, sports, and information on a daily basis. A vital part of keeping you informed is being informed by you. We love to hear from our listeners. Text us your comments, news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. It's the WTAW text line, powered by Citibank. Citibank, where the Y in city stands for you.
824, Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. A Florida judge ordered a retired couple to pull up their carpet from their front yard.
Oh, yeah.
Yard was covered with multicolored swatches because they say they had no luck with grass or sods.
So they carpeted their front yard.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that
would you rather than just have a...
I guess the Homeowners Association said
sure,
no.
I'm sure they did. They probably did.
Probably
would you rather them just have dirt?
Yeah.
Dirt. Have dirt out there.
Stick some rocks out there. What are those called?
That's Zeroscape.
Zeroscape.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
A teenage boy in Austria caused a panic when he dressed up as a soldier to play war games in the woods with his friends, spotted by a forestry official official called in the choppers, the special combat forces, sniffer dogs.
Oh, good Lord.
Yep, because they thought it was an invading army, or he thought it was. All they found was a scared little 15-year-old kid in camouflage carrying a fake gun. Leave me alone. All right. Startup cannabis company has partnered with a Canadian university to produce what they say will be the world's first beer made with cannabis. Province Brands of Canada awarded $233,000 from the Ontario government to create a brew that's safer than alcohol.
Or it has a real mellow taste.
I don't know. I mean, what? That's safe. Why do we think that's safer than alcohol? I'm not sure that that's true.
That cannabis alcohol is safer than regular alcohol?
Yes, yeah. When in, you know,
yeah, I don't think you're
moderation.
Supposed to mix that.
All right, here we go. Things you might not have known yesterday that you'll know in just a minute.
Okay.
Outer space is 62 miles away. Do you know that?
Don't care.
Okay.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know.
62?
62.
Wait,
right.
Outer space is only 62
right.
miles
Once
away?
Once we get that.
Because
yeah,
that's when you're going, in space.
Yeah, you're in space at 62 miles, which is a long way up, really. I mean, if you think about it. But you could
yeah.
say it's like from here to where Cy Fair.
That's true.
But, nonetheless.
Oh, okay, yeah. Yep.
That's how far up you have to go.
Yep.
Right,
Richard
got it.
Nixon was an accordion player.
Really?
Yeah, Richard Nixon was an accordion player. Americans, U.S. Americans, spend $6 billion a year on yoga.
Ugh,
and,
that,
you know,
I don't doubt
with
it.
With and without goats. Just saying, right? Before he became an explorer, Amerigo Vespucci, that's the guy who America was named for, was a pickle merchant.
Oh, well, you know, okay. People like pickles.
Yeah, and octopuses have jealous rages. And
octopi.
Speaking of that, a female dude is a dudine.
Oh, I like to say dudette.
Have you ever heard that?
I've never heard that. I actually just
Maybe
call my girlfriend's dudes also.
What?
Hey, would Denver be...
Oh, well, we lost
it. What? Oh, what Denver?
Denver!
They'd be a better place for the beer.
He must be
place for the
entering
beer.
Outer space.
Yeah, that's right.
62 miles away.
This is Today in Texas History.
On this day, May 8th in 1846, the Battle of Palo Alto, the first major engagement of the Mexican War, was fought. At the site north of Brownsville, American forces under General Zachary Taylor clashed with Mexican troops. The battle resulted in a standoff. After darkness ended the action, both armies camped on the battlefield. The Mexican army was decisively defeated the following day at the Battle of Resaca de la Palma. I bet you didn't know that.
That was Today in Texas History.
Jennifer Kishinka with your money now. Fed Chairman Jerome Powell says moves by the Fed and other major central banks to raise interest rates after a long period of keeping them low should not be disruptive to the global economy. In remarks prepared for a financial conference in Zurich, Powell said the role U.S. monetary policy plays in driving global financial conditions and capital flows is often exaggerated. Activist investor ValueAct Capital Partners has built a $1.2 billion stake in Citigroup. The group supports Citi CEO Michael Corbett, but suggests the bank could boost its plan to return more cash to shareholders via buybacks and dividends. Monsanto CEO Hugh Grant will leave the company after Bayer closes its purchase of the agriculture firm he has led for about 15 years. Grant has worked at Monsanto for 35 years and had served as chairman and CEO since 2003. The deal is expected to be completed in the next few months. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a moderately lower open. That's your money now.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino, and believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-244-6060. That's 800-244-6060. 800-244-6060. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Not everything on YouTube that hurts our kids has to do with sexual and violent videos. Today, we have to ask ourselves, why would YouTube, owned by Google, accept money to encourage our kids to cheat in school? Kim Cabando with your Tuesday Consumer Tech Update. Paying someone else to write a student essay is not illegal, but it's flat wrong, and it can get kids kicked out of school, or at the very least, bring them failing grades. It's cheating, plain and simple. But the BBC, not the American media, has exposed YouTube for accepting paid advertisements from a Ukrainian company that writes student essays. The company is called EduBirdie. It's being endorsed by some of YouTube's big stars. EduBirdie's paid ads appear in more than 1,400 videos on more than 250 YouTube channels. Let me quote the ads. If you cannot be bothered to do the work, EduBirdie has a super smart nerd who will do it for you. Yet another example of bad corporate citizenship. With big tech, it's always about the money. I'm Kim Commando. I've got some big dinner plans for my family coming this week, and it doesn't involve restaurants or takeout or even grocery shopping. Here on the Kim Commando Show each week, I tell you all about simple recipes, gourmet touches and flavors, delivered right to your door with Garden Fresh pre-measured ingredients. Just go to HelloFresh.com, choose from a variety of recipes across veggie, classic, and family plans. Then your meals arrive with easy-to-follow full-color instructions. With HelloFresh, you'll whip up dinner in just 30 minutes or less. And there are lots of one-pot recipes for speedy cooking and minimal cleanup after a busy day. After 2 or 3 weeks of HelloFresh, you'll love your new dinner routine. I know I do, because of how simple and fun it is to cook and enjoy delicious home-cooked meals. For a limited time, get $30 off your first box at HelloFresh.com/Kim, plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim for $30 off your first order. HelloFresh.com/Kim.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 66 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. For medical care and emergency room needs, your care is our signature. Visit ercare24.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A proposed extension of the Bryan School District's contract with Blinn College to provide dual credit classes at Bryan Collegiate High School will include a charge for the first time.
Looking at other early college high schools, a lot of them are paying a lot more, or they're expected to supply the staff to teach the dual credit class in addition to pay fees to the community college partner.
Bryan ISD's Director of Advanced Academics, Christina Richardson, also told the school board yesterday the proposed contract also sends student ability to ask Blinn, ends student ability to ask Blinn to appeal being placed on probation or suspension.
Obviously, there's a fiscal issue that we're paying for courses that they're just failing and failing, but there's also just an ethical issue of allowing a child to continue in a level of curriculum that they are not prepared to do.
The school board will take action later this month on a four-year contract. BISD will pay Blinn an increasing amount that begins at $60,000 next year and increases to $120,000 in 3 years. Tears were shed at last Friday's College Station School Board special meeting by the governing body and those in the audience. Board member Mike Nugent was among those caught in the emotion over the impact of changing high school boundaries and who will be grandfathered.
There's no decision this board can make that will heal it. That healing's going to have to come from somewhere else. I do believe that healing can come, but I don't believe it's going to come from a decision here.
Board President Jeff Harris was asked after the meeting about what lies ahead for those living in the district.
And I don't know if it's too soon or not, but one of the things I want people to do is to cut each other a little slack. It doesn't have to be a situation of conflict. Everybody's just trying to do what they think is best. And I would ask that people show each other a little grace. It's a tough thing that we're asking some people to do. And we recognize that, and I hope the rest of the community recognizes that, and that we can all start to move forward and rally around the students and helping them all find success.
Harris and Nugent are among those supporting the idea of moving the timetable for considering future boundary changes in order to give more time to assist those who are affected. A Bryan man accused of 8 crimes the last 3 years reaches a plea agreement with the Brazos County District Attorney's Office.
Assistant DA Kara Conte says 39-year-old Nathaniel Tillery was sentenced to 50 years after admitting to killing a College Station convenience store clerk in March 2015 and breaking the jaw of a jail inmate 3 months ago.
Obviously, the concern for everyone is that he not be able to hurt any more people. And as always, that is always the concern of the district attorney's office, is that we are protecting the citizens of Brazos County. And this sentence ultimately does that.
Charges were dropped of robbing and kidnapping Garcia, along artillery assaulting four detention officers at the Brazos County Jail and courthouse since his arrest. Tillery was given credit for time served since his arrest 3 years ago, but will be eligible for parole after serving 25 years.
Parole board will be able to take into consideration everything that has happened while he's been in the Brazos County Jail, as well as anything that may happen while he is incarcerated within the Texas Department of Criminal Justice.
Tillery admitted to killing Kevin Garcia, who was working the overnight shift at the Exxon store at University in the Freeway. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The brother of a Bryan man who was killed in a crash near Sue Haswell Park last Wednesday has been arrested by Bryan police. 54-year-old Jesse Flores Jr. is accused of leaving the scene of an accident involving death. 51-year-old Pete Flores Jr. was a passenger in the pickup that struck a tree on Coulter Drive near William Joel Bryan Parkway. BPD previously reported the driver had left the crash site before officers arrived. Jesse Flores, who was arrested last Friday, was released from jail last Saturday after posting a $40,000 bond. Yesterday afternoon's commute in College Station was aggravated when Welburn Road was closed between Holloman and George Bush for almost 2 hours. That's after a vehicle was hit by a train on Holloman. Union Pacific reported no one was injured. Three people were taken to the hospital yesterday morning following a three-vehicle crash that included a Bryan ISD school bus. DPS Trooper Jimmy Morgan says the school bus was on Silver Hill Road attempting to cross Highway 47 when it was struck by a northbound pickup.
Ford pickup truck then struck the school bus and caused the school bus to hit a stationary Kia vehicle that was there at Silver Hill Road.
Morgan says the driver of the school bus was not wearing a seatbelt and was ejected. All three drivers were transported to the hospital for treatment of injuries not believed to be life-threatening. A Bryan School District spokesman says no students were on the bus and the driver was admitted to the hospital as a precautionary measure. The next traffic snag for motorists driving through the construction zone of the new interchange by Easterwood Airport begins this morning. The TxDOT Bryan District Office reports traffic exiting Harvey Mitchell Parkway will no longer be allowed to make left turns after exiting. Motorists on 2018 will have to go under the bridge to make a left turn. News time is 8:38. This look at news is brought to you by Signature Care Emergency Center. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber for Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
When you or your loved ones need emergency medical care fast, remember Signature Care Emergency Centers. We're available 24 hours a day to deliver on-demand and the most reliable care for you. Our experienced nurses and board-certified physicians have years of unmatched experience. Our state-of-the-art facilities will get you the most effective treatment, period. Plus, we accept all major private insurance carriers for your convenience. For more, call 213-5728 or click ercare24.com. Signature Care Emergency Center, located on Texas Avenue South, across from Kohl's.
You put your mower through a lot. All that back and forth on all those acres can add up to thousands of miles. Gravely mowers are built for all-day performance, helping you get the job done season after season. And right now, you can get 0% financing on all Gravely zero-turn mowers. Head to ASAP Equipment at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road today. ASAP Equipment, your local independent Gravely dealer. Hurry, at 0% financing, these mowers won't last long. Gravely, built to mow the distance.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or an outlet that you want to move to a more convenient location? Maybe have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For home electrical service, don't settle for less. Call Gilmore Electric Express, 979-77-LIGHT. That's 979-77-L-I-G-H-T. Or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
839 Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
High pressure will lead to sunshine today. That sunshine leading to warm temperatures. Sun's getting pretty strong this time of year. We're up to 85 to 90. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of some fog after midnight. Lows near 65. Any fog that does develop burns off tomorrow. We're left with sunshine, a high of 85 to 90. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 65. And it's going to be sunny Thursday. Highs Thursday around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 839 from earlier in our show.
I was going to tell you that the yodeler, she's a famous yodeler, and her name is Patsy Montana.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, sure. Oh yeah.
Like that Hannah Montana. Ukrainian.
Yeah. I can't make that up.
Okay.
She's real famous.
I thought that was the yodeling guy.
Hey.
Okay. Well, let's see.
It was.
Yeah. For practicing on
here.
Yodeling.
That's it.
Yeah.
Little. Old lady who? Little lady who?
Oh. Little lady who?
There you are.
Zach was really good at it.
Little old lady who? Brian's here this morning from the chamber. Can you yodel? You can talk.
Oh, no.
No.
But can you yodel? You can talk.
Yeah. Well, he shook his head. I asked him, but he shook his head. So I was gonna go, no, you can't do that. Okay, so anyway, well, or we could go along with this guy.
Yeah, for practicing on yodeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Little old lady who.
All right, we're gonna try that with Mr. Downs.
Ooh,
later on.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, little old lady who. Instead, Brian said, "Hey, I'm just here to talk about what's going on at the chamber. I'm not gonna do any of that yodel stuff. So thanks. No.
Oh man, Glenn didn't say anything about yodeling this morning while he was gone.
Look, when you get in here, there's no telling, okay? Just anything could happen. All right, so what's going on at the chamber?
Well, as everybody knows, it is D.C. week in Bryan-College Station,
right.
Meaning folks are up in Washington, D.C. Our delegation's up there for the rest of this week. However, we get back to business as usual starting Thursday. Business after hours, mm-hmm. always popular. This is at Eastwood Airport. Now, if anybody came out last year might remember, it was a little hot.
Yep, it was.
Had it in June last year, and it was outdoors. Yep. However, a year later, fast forward, renovations are complete. The terminal is stuff inside. Everything's going to be indoors.
Yeah, okay, so, good. Yeah, we like that.
Please come on out.
Okay.
Of course, it's free. Now, I got asked earlier about parking. Parking is free. Mm-hmm. Of course, I have a little shuttle where you can park in the grass in the yard out there, and they'll bring you up there. So
great.
That's Thursday, business after hours, Eastwood Airport. Moving on to a ribbon cutting Friday, we've got Brazos Valley Dental Arts. Now, this is for Dr. Stephanie Ray.
Mm-hmm.
She has taken over that practice, and so we've got a ribbon cutting to celebrate the new ownership, I guess you could say. That's this Friday, May 11th, 11:30 to noon for Dr. Stephanie Ray at Brazos Valley Dental Arts.
Uh-huh.
Moving on to next week, Deluxe Ribbon Cutting for 2920 Off-Road. Now, this is down in Texas Avenue in Bryan, just mm-hmm. before the bend.
Okay.
They're based out of Tomball, hence the 2920.
Okay.
They have opened up a branch here.
Oh.
This is for jacking the truck up,
sure.
and putting the lift on the truck. So, Deluxe Ribbon Cutting for 2920 Off-Road next Tuesday, May 15th, 4:30 to 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we just want to give a shout-out to our Inner Circle Platinum Member of the Week, our friends at Commerce National Bank. And we'll be back next week. I'm sure Glenn will be love to maybe yodel for you.
He might. Well, he might give it a shot. That's true. Anyway, thank you, Brian. I
no
appreciate
problem.
That.
Thank you.
Yep, we visit with the folks from the chamber every Tuesday on WTAW.
The community interview heard every weekday morning on News Talk 1620 WTAW includes a political paid-for message by Margaret Meese.
Thanks, Brazos County, for your overwhelming support in the primary election for Brazos County District Clerk. I ask of you again to please vote for me, Margaret Meese, for Brazos County District Clerk in the May runoff election.
Hi, I'm Evelyn Webster, the Chief Assistant District Clerk for 10 years. I've known Margaret Meese since I started working in the District Clerk's Office. Margaret's knowledge in dealing with Brazos County District Clerk's Office for the past 29 years is second to none. She knows the intricacies of the District Clerk's duties and responsibilities. As an attorney, she knows the laws and rules the District Clerk's Office faces daily. This knowledge, combined with her dedication and service-driven attitude, is why Margaret Meese is the only choice for Brazos County District Clerk. If Margaret says she is doing it, it gets done right and immediately. For the good of Brazos County, please join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese.
Hi, I'm Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. I have more than just a willing desire to serve our community. I have the knowledge and expertise to get the job done well, effectively, and efficiently. I would appreciate your vote.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Hey folks, how's your lawn looking? Neighbors jealous? Well, they can be. This is Bobby Jenkins of ABC Home and Commercial Services. With ABC's year-round lawn mowing and care program, the lawns we manage in Aggieland are consistently healthy. Our economical program uses efficient, slow-release turf enrichment products, great equipment, and our routes are staffed with skilled crews. That means a great-looking lawn at a great price. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial.
commercial services.
At Zornemann Flooring, we love helping turn your house into a home. From floors to showers and even backsplashes, we have a wide selection of all leading brands. Need help with colors and designs? We can help with that too. Whether you are building a new home or remodeling your existing, we are here to help. Oh, and P.S., our prices are pretty great too. Find us at the corner of Boonville and Wildfire Drive in Bryan or at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring, where it's our pleasure to make you happy.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I've already secured Mr. Downs for later on in the show.
Yeah, we booked him.
Yep, so he'll be in just a little while to do that. So a traffic collision guy in Royal Palm Beach, Florida, told the investigating sheriff's deputy that the other driver had cut him off and he could prove it. The guy has a dash cam that always records the scene through the windshield, and he signed a release allowing the deputy to take the camera so that he could see what happened. Deputy reviewed it. Hours before the crash, the man had parked in front of a beauty shop and inadvertently recorded himself using a baseball bat to break the glass in the front door. Did we do this story last week? That sounds familiar. Anyway, yeah. He was stupid enough to do that. I don't know why he was so mad at the jewelry store, but nonetheless, there we are.
I mean, who isn't?
A beauty store?
No.
So, secondhand smoke from marijuana and cigarettes in a home is more likely to mean the young person will visit the emergency room with or possibly have an ear infection.
Really?
Secondhand smoke?
Young person?
Well, young. It just says, like, it says young people.
Didn't, just wondering. Just said
so kids. The smoke gets in your ears?
I've heard
and
smoke gets in your
it.
Eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
WebMD says the new study from Wake Forest shows medicine that the Wake Forest School of Medicine in North Carolina said that kids were found to be about 24% more likely to visit an ER within the past year if they lived in a home where people smoked both pot and tobacco.
Oh.
So maybe just one is okay.
Yeah.
It's when you do both of them.
So pick the weed or pick the tobacco. Or the wacky
like
tobacco, I guess.
Wacky tobacco. So the Met Gala, this is a big fashion thing.
Oh,
huge
man.
Thing.
Okay, Rihanna.
Yes.
Took everybody to church last night when she showed up dressed like the Pope, complete with a mitre. She was one of the co-hosts of the over-the-top annual Fashion Prom, which had a religious theme this year.
Heavenly, right?
Yeah. I find that very interesting.
It was. And I mean, there was someone that, Katy Perry wore wings, like these really
like an angel.
Big, massive wings.
Okay.
But a lot of other people, I thought, just looked more royal-esque,
okay.
I guess.
But like, there were lots of crosses.
There were a lot of crosses.
Tom Brady looked like a doofus.
There was
whatever
a lot
that
of
jacket he was wearing.
There were a lot of halo and headwear type things and kind of like crowns. But Heavenly, I definitely saw in Katy Perry's dress, but maybe not necessarily in others.
I just found it very interesting as there's less and less religion in our society
sure.
that they did that.
Right.
Well, are they more
I'm glad
or less,
they did.
Well,
but,
I mean, are they kind of making fun of it, though, is the thing.
I don't think so.
Not sure. But I found it interesting that they did, so there.
But well, Blake Lively, woo, she stole the show.
Oh, did she? What did
fantastic.
She? How did she look?
She
okay.
just wore this really, really big, first of all. She had to take, like, a different type of car because she couldn't fit her dress in the car.
Oh my.
But it's the skirt part is this like maroon crimson color with gold embroidery all over it. But apparently the Versace dress took more than 600 hours to make and it was so large that she had to she could not fit into an average sized car.
She could have just stood up in the back of a Silverado.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
She looks like a big curtain.
Okay.
It took 600 hours to embroider the bodice alone.
I didn't even realize there were that many Mets fans out there.
Why do you say that?
Bada bing, the Met Gala.
Oh.
He's trying to make a joke.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Chelsea.
Kanye West has apologized after
for being crazy?
being accused by an ex-Nike designer of stealing the design for the Yeezy shoe.
Oh.
He stole it.
Wow.
That's not good.
That isn't good. I mean, I guess he can't really go back.
Last week, Fashionista.com said a designer by the name of Tony Spackman posted sketches that showed that the shoe very closely resembled the Nikes that Spackman had created 10 years ago. Kanye used his trusty Twitter account to say the designs had been brought to him by someone on his team, and that person was immediately fired. Kanye also gave credit to him for the original shoe design. Is he going to give him any money for it?
Yeah.
I mean, great for credit, but hey, how about a paycheck on that thing?
Yeah. Now, going back real quick because of the religion aspect that we were talking about, the Met Gala, a picture that I've seen posted on Twitter, and it says it has like this sign, the entrance to the building where they go, the Met, obviously, and it says Heavenly Bodies, and then there's a big cross, and then it says Fashion in the Catholic Imagination.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're not meaning Catholic as far as the church is concerned.
That's, what else would they mean?
Yeah.
Well, because there's, let me see.
Uh-oh. Now he's having to look stuff up.
Well, I am, to make sure that I say it right.
So what exactly is it benefiting again?
The Met, it's kind of the kickoff to their fashion week. Hold on, I just looked it up because I actually didn't know.
All right.
I'm just wondering why all these rich people are at this thing.
Okay, so the Met Gala, formerly called the Costume Institute Gala, also known as the Met Ball, is an annual fundraising gala for the benefit of the Metropolitan Museum of Arts Costume Institute in New York City. So it's a benefit for the museum, and it marks the grand opening of the Costume Institute's annual fashion exhibit.
Oh, I just saw the picture of the wings. Yeah, that's a bit much.
Oh, now, yeah, Katie's
wings. In this case, what they're meaning is Catholic is all-embracing, as opposed to the church itself.
Okay, gotcha. But there was definitely, a religious, tone to it, I would think.
Isn't it weird that they're having it on a Monday night? I guess it's because these people...
It's the first Monday in May.
They do it at Monday, and because the theaters are dark. The Broadway is dark on Monday night. And
but it's the first Monday in May every year.
If you think Katy Perry's was crazy last night, you should have seen hers from last year.
Oh.
It was interesting.
Katy Perry through the years.
But my favorite was Chrissy Teigen, John Legend's wife.
Yeah.
They typically go and make a big deal, but she's about 7-8 months pregnant right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so she posted a lot of pictures from her couch and talked about how she had spent so much time getting ready for the Met. And she's just funny.
Uh-huh.
And she really made light of it and not being able to go last night.
There you go. Well, when you're rich, it's easy to make fun,
exactly.
Right? All right, it's 8:52.
Hello, you've reached Toyota. This is Jan. How can I help?
Hi, Jan. I was wondering why you say that your summer starts at your Toyota dealer.
Well, May is the start of summer, right?
True.
And with great offers on our big selection of Toyotas now through June 4th, you can get the reliable Toyota you need to get you to all the events that summer has to offer. Like drive up and visit your mom for Mother's Day.
Oh, son, it's so good to see you. You'll never guess what happened at bingo.
Or go camping over Memorial Day weekend. How about see your nephew graduate from college? Or go down to the lake for 4th of July fireworks?
Wow, there's so many places to go. I just don't know which one to pick. You know what? I'm going to do them all.
So all I needed was B9, and then they called B8. I mean, that's really cool.
That's the spirit.
Toyota, let's go places. Qualified buyers can get 0% APR financing for 60 months on a new 2018 Toyota Tundra Special Edition. Offer ends June 4th. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and N6418.
Here's Brad Beard of Intercon.
As the old saying goes, if your only tool is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. At Intercon, we have a full toolbox to meet your window needs. Perhaps your home is ready for a full retrofit to vinyl windows. This full replacement option beautifies your home while improving thermal efficiency, noise reduction, and dust penetration. On the other hand, your existing windows may just need some maintenance. The glass in your existing windows may be replaced, in many cases, upgraded to more efficient options. The mechanism in your windows can be replaced to allow the window to operate more smoothly. Maybe you just need solar screens on some windows to eliminate hot spots in your home that tax the air conditioning system and make some rooms unlivable. With the breadth and depth of Intercon's knowledge and product offering, we can find the solution that meets your needs and budgetary constraints. Trust your friends at Intercon to understand your needs and use the best tool for the job.
Whether you have new construction or an existing home, let the fine folks from Intercon help your home energy efficiency year-round. Call Brad Beard of Intercon today at 823-3639. That's 823-3639.
It's America's number one killer, targeting men and women alike. Heart disease. Fortunately, you have Baylor Scott & White Health to help protect your heart, providing innovative heart care with trusted expertise in cholesterol management, heart transplants, and everything in between. It's time to make a healthy heart your number one priority. Find a cardiologist on the medical staff at Baylor Scott & White Medical Center College Station by calling 979-207-3300 or visit bswhealth.com.
About 5 minutes till Infomaniacs, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So congratulations to The Mountain, who now is not only the strongest man on soap opera with swords, but also the strongest man in the real world.
Oh, wow.
He won the annual World's Strongest Man competition Sunday in the Philippines. His real name, do you know it?
I don't.
I know it. I can't remember it off the top of my
Half
head.
Half-Thor Julius Bjornsson.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what it was.
6'9", 400 pounds.
I think that's a family name.
Is it? Yeah, probably so. Mm-hmm. And so there you go. He's 29 years old. In fact, he's been a regular competitor, has finished three times second place and three times third place. This year he wins.
He was a professional basketball player, by the way.
Wow.
For a little while, early on.
The competition will be on CBS beginning in June. World's Strongest Man.
Oh, okay.
I know you were.
I had an idea. It probably wasn't the mile run.
No, but. Dancing with the Stars. Have you seen the celebrity Dancing with the Stars thing? Kareem is gone. He's out.
No.
Oh,
yeah,
well,
I
didn't last
long. I could have expected that. Yeah. He wasn't the first, though.
No, he wasn't.
Sort of gangly and all.
You know who was the first? Was Johnny Damon.
Oh, interesting.
To get kicked off.
Go ahead, Scott. Tell us. How much you like Johnny Damon? What the last thing was you saw him in?
A picture on the internet, yeah. I think, when they had all those. Anyway, and then basketball player from the Notre Dame women's team, whose first name is Araki, and I can't even do the last name.
Right,
so, there.
She got kicked off, too.
In the meantime, Ben, we had an instructional call this morning.
Yeah, for practicing on yodeling.
Yeah.
Little old lady who.
Oh, perfect. Thank you.
See, apparently you guys didn't see the same cartoons that I saw growing up, because Little Old Lady Who is pretty much what Deputy Dog and everybody else always yodels whenever they yodel.
I understand.
Apparently it's been a thing for some time.
Well, and we're glad.
Right, Zach? Go ahead. Show us there, Zach.
Sure.
Little Old Lady Who. See?
He really hits that last note.
Yeah, he does.
It's important. It's from the diaphragm.
Sorry.
See, from down here.
The Borden home in Massachusetts where Lizzie was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about to become a B&B.
I see.
Oh, no. Sleep tight, right?
There's a lot of that B&B going on in New York right now.
Yeah,
too.
Exactly. So what's going on in the world of general managership?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
About these kids today, these crazy kids today, I'm on a scholarship committee.
All right. Okay.
Broadcasting scholarship committee.
All right.
And one of the things that we do is we have $29,000 in scholarships that we give out every year.
Okay.
Okay. We have 9 scholarships.
Okay.
And we had 12 applicants.
Okay.
I'm just really disturbed. I'm sitting in there trying to figure out which one of the 3 kids to toss over. And
okay.
I don't know.
How long have you been doing it
for years. Okay. This is the fewest we've ever had.
So 5 years ago, how many do you think you probably had?
Oh, I can probably go back and look. It's like 26, 27, 28.
Wow.
I mean, it was never massive numbers, but 12 was a little tough on me. And, of course, as is traditional, none of the people who work at Bryan Broadcasting who are college students actually apply, because we pay so well.
Yes, we do. Exactly.
Our hourly employees are paid so well. Why would they want to take someone else's scholarship money away from them?
So they have to write an essay?
Yeah, it's a whopping 3 pages double spaced. So, it can take as much as 5 to 8 minutes.
Do they offer any post?
Any post?
Yeah, postgraduate scholarships?
You have to actually be enrolled in school, Zach. I'm sorry.
Right.
Postgraduate. So
they don't just give us money to write essays.
How about the quality of the writing? How was that?
It's usually pretty good. Every now and again, we have a student who completely misses the point, and we had one of those. And so, that may be one of the deciding factors there, because it just is. But anyway, I was disappointed. University of Texas told us that we have to use a different scholarship advertising area, you know, one of those websites that tells you about the scholarships and all, like, you know, I forget what they're called, but anyway, they told us we actually had to use one of those because the internet that they their internet didn't have room for our application.
Oh my!
Wow!
Oh.
Their internet's all full in Austin.
It's all booked up and it's overflowing.
The internet is full in Austin. Remember,
oversold on the internet. Well, okay. I'm sorry. I hope that we can have some young people come through here that will make you once again believe that the world can go on.
I just want to give them money. How hard can that be?
Exactly. You can give it to me.
Okay.
A Brian Broadcasting Station, News Talk 1620, WTAW College Station, Brian.